Okay, we as usual we have quite the array of fascinating sources from the Chasam Sofer this week. Parshas Naso, a lot going on. He begins with a fascinating discussion about the names of the children of Levi. So Levi had three sons: Gershon, Kahas, and Merari. And only the Chasam Sofer could have come up with such an amazing discussion about the names of the sons. It's absolutely amazing. Amazing. Good to see you, Reb Mordechai. Good to see you, Elliot, Aaron. Good to see you. So he begins like this. Naso es rosh b'nei Gershon gam heim. So you should count the heads of b'nei Gershon, also them. Malosh and gam heim. What do you mean gam heim? Of course you count them. Why are they any less citizens than Gershon and Merari? I'm sorry, why are they any less citizens than Kahas and Merari? What do you mean gamhe? Well, my time alo yisa roshim kumo b'nei Kahas. Why would I think not to count them? V'hine, b'nei Merari lo ksiv nisius rosh. By Merari, it doesn't say about naso es rosh. So by Kahas, it says naso es rosh, and then it says by Gershon gamhe. And by Merari, it doesn't say naso es rosh at all. Listen to the incredible words of the Chasam Sofer on this idea. Kfar kasavti b'makam achar ki shlosha b'nei Levi. The three sons of Levi symbolize every time period and every situation that the Jewish people find themselves in. Number one, Ki Kahas Huzman Kihilas Yisrael. Kahas means when all the Jewish people are gathered together in the land of Israel when the Beis HaMikdash is built. Ba'artsam U'mikdasham. All the Jewish people are in their land and Beis HaMikdash is there. V'Hashem Imayim, God is with them. That's kahas, v'hainu kahas, lashon kihila, lo yikhas amim. And who were kahas's sons? Amram, Amram. Amram means an elevated nation. Shehem berumo shalom, yitzhar, oil, kitzohar, like a shining pearl. Tzohar, v'chevron, chavrusa. Chevron means like chavrusa, udvekus, v'uziel, the strength of us. These are all of Kahas's kids, Amram, Yitzhar, Chevron, Uziel, strength, coming together. This is what all his kids. Tokfo, Vuraso, Shelkel. That's Kahas. Amnon, Gershon. Who's Gershon? Bizman Shem Migurashin. Gershon means when Klai Yisrael's in Gullus. Gershon, we're Gerim, we're Migurashim, we're chased out of our land. Ubanim Golum El Shulchan Avim, Bavanaseno Arabim. And Milabain Avonoseim, Bimakom Karban, Kishem Shomen Lachachamim Shebeneim. Hashem cleans the sins of the Jewish people. Even if there's no Beis HaMikdash, Hashem cleans the sins of the Jewish people if they listen to the Talmidei Chachamim. Kedich Siv, B'chol Makom Mukter U'Mugash L'Shmi, U'Mincha Torah, V'Dor Shechazal, Eil Talmidei Chachamim Shebabavel, She'oskim B'Torah Ki'ilu Hikrivu Kol HaKorbanos. The Talmidei Chachamim in Babel who learned Torah, it's as if they were makriv all the Korbanos. V'hainu B'nei Gershon. Who are the sons of Gershon? Livni. Livni means that Hashem is going to whiten their sins, even though they're out of Eretz Yisrael. Libun avanoseim. K'mo b'har halvanon. Today's Daf Yomi. Wow. Today's Daf Yomi. What a coincidence. That why is the Beis HaMikdash called Levanon? Maybe it was yesterday's Daf Yomi. I think it was today's Daf Yomi. He quotes the Gemara in Yuma. It's today's Daf. What a Daf Yomi coincidence. K'mo shadar shechazal Levanon. Shemal ben Avonosei and Shel Yisrael. Beis HaMikdash is called Levanon because it whitens the sins of the Jewish people. Ayidei Sheshomim Pichachamim. So even when you have no Beis HaMikdash, you're in Gershon territory. When you're in Kahas territory, you have the Beis HaMikdash to atone for your sins. When you're in Gershon territory, you're Megurash, you're chased out of the land of Israel. If you listen to the rabbis, if you learn Torah, then you'll still get atonement. Va'omar, so that's why the Pasuk says, Naso b'nei kahas l'mishpachosam l'veis avosam. Kahas is beis avosam. Sheyamshich rosh nishmasam l'veis avosam arishonim. V'avos ha'olam. That you should connect kahas to the Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, the avos ha'olam. Va'amar nasa rosh b'nei Gershon gamheim. You should also lift up the heads of Gershon gamheim, also them, even though they're, that's a time when the Jewish people are outside Eretz Yisrael, but they could also be connected to their Talmid Chacham. Even when Klai Yisrael's in Golos, even a wall of iron can't separate us from Hashem. Even when we're in Golos, we can connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Gamheim leveis avosam kmo b'nei kahas. They could also be tied to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. But who's Merari? By Merari, it doesn't say Naso is Rosh. Who's Merari? Listen to this. Unbelievable what he says. Ach Merari heim doro shel shmad. Merari is a generation of where there are attacks against Jews. I would say that in the current situation, the current generation, we're in all three together. We're in Kahas, we're in Gershon, we're in Merari. Some of us are in Eretz Yisrael, some of us are in Golos, and some of us are being attacked. Rachmanu Litzlan, Hashem Meru Chayim Bisurim Kashim. The generations of the Jews are not only in Golos, but they were persecuted. Ubanav, who are Gershon, who are Merari sons? Machli, illness, sickness, machla. Kol choli makash aloksuva sablu. V'shem Hasheni mushi. Mashu me'aleim. They weren't even at home. They were thrown out in the streets of v'chutzos hushlechu. Like at the time of the Holocaust or persecution and pogroms. Lo'of ha'shamayim b'vaseinu rabim. V'ein beri Allah yochal lamod v'mechitzasam. U'ma yom aleim naso rosham levei savosam alo avosam tfeilum lohem. V'heim gedolu mehem kein yelin estaiti. He says that generation is the holiest generation of all. The generation that sticks with HaKadosh Baruch Hu even through persecutions. That generation, you don't need them to be attached to Beis Avosam. They don't need to learn Torah. They don't need to be attached to Gedolei Torah. They themselves are greater even than their parents. Those who lived through the horrors and still stuck with the Ribbono Shel, they're greater even than their teachers and rebbes and parents. They don't need Naso es Rosh B'nei Merari. The B'nai Merari don't need Naso as Rosh. Unbelievable. This reminds me, I just happened to have seen it this week. There's a famous story. There, Moshe Feinstein once said, I should say, a famous story that someone whose parents were Moshe Feinstein's doctors and they weren't so frum, but they were survivors of the Holocaust. And one time in the mountains, in the country, when Moshe used to go up to the country, he used to go visit this doctor. And the doctor's wife was like the receptionist, and they weren't that frum. And when they were very close to Ramosha, they took care of Ramosha for many years. So the doctor's wife, and so this little kid got to meet Ramosha, and the doctor's wife one time when the Ramosha was coming to visit the doctor, so the doctor's wife came and gave Ramosha Feinstein a hug and gave him a kiss on the cheek. And this kid had never seen someone be so disrespectful to Ramosha. So the kid got to meet Ramosha for the first time, and he said to Ramosha, I'm sorry, my mother, she doesn't know, my grandmother, she doesn't know, that she doesn't realize that that's not the way you're supposed to greet a rabbi. And Ramosha went like this to him and said, be quiet. You see the numbers on your grandmother's arm? She's holier than me. She's holier than me. Famous story, Ramosha Feinstein said, somebody who has the numbers on their arms, they're holier than Ramosha Feinstein. That's what the Chasam Sofer is saying over here. That Merari, someone who can stick with HaKadosh Baruch Hu even through that's the holiest of anything. They don't need the grandparents. They don't need Naso is Rosh Beis Av. They don't need to be connected to Rosh Beis Av. They survived and they stuck with Yiddishkeit. They're the holiest of anybody. Let's continue. Like Bobby, what a schus it was to have Bobby at the table this Shabbos. Unbelievable. Like Bobby's just mamish unbelievable. Here we go. Let's continue. Now, I'm skipping the next piece. Let's continue. V'ish es kadashav. We're going to go to V'ish es kadashav. Lo yihiyu. So this talks about when you give trumas and maisrus, so you're going to benefit a lot from giving tzedakah. From giving trumas and maisrus, you're going to benefit a lot. Yesh lefarsh. Yisra b'brachas daf lam and hamad beis. Amar rabba barachanam rabbi yechanam. Mishum rabbi Yeshua Bari Loi. This is an unbelievable piece, by the way. Unbelievable piece. Unbelievable. Bo re'eh shaloka doros ha-rishonim doros ha-achronim. Gemara says in Brachas Lamed Hamabes, go and see that the earlier generations are not like the later generations. Doros are Rishon and Machnisim Perseim Derech Trak Simon, Kdei L'chayv and B'maiser. The earlier generations would bring their fruits into the house through the front door in order to make them chayv and Shumas B'maiser. Doros Acheron and Machnisim Perseim Derech Garos Kapir V'skei L'pochum B'maiser. But the later generations would bring in their fruit through the roof and through the porch in order to be exempted from Maiser. Right? The later generations are trying to get out of it. The earlier generations paid the way they're supposed to pay. The later generations have all kinds of kuntzim to get out of it. But of course, the Chasam Sofer, as he always does, is going to come to the defense of the Jewish people. What does this mean? Chas v'sholom, Jews are going to try to make tricks to get out of having to pay Trumas and Maisers? Chas v'sholom, you're going to say that about the Jewish people? That can't be what the Gemara means. Kirshner, you're not going to believe this pshat. Listen to this pshat. It's absolutely unbelievable. Unbelievable pshat, he says. Listen to this. I couldn't have made it up. If the Chasam Sofer had said, I couldn't have made it. Look what he says. What do you think Klai Yisrael is going to try to get out of giving Trumas and Maisers? Everybody knows when you give tzedakah, you get blessed for that. You get blessed with richness. Aser b'shmir shatis asher. Everybody knows you give Maiser, you give tzedakah, Hashem blesses you.
The Chas V'Shalom Lomar Al Doros Achronim Shlo Frishim Maiser Lo Olam Ubefrat She Mitzvah Zu Mevi Ashiris The Baalim. Everybody knows the mitzvah of giving Trumas and Maisers, it brings you wealth. So why would a person do a trick to get himself out of giving Trumas and Maisers? Everybody wants to give Trumas and Maisers.
Kedeksiv Aser B'Shvil Shetis Asher. Give Maiser so that you are going to become wealthy.
Ach Inyan Hu. However, says. However. Acha inyan hu. However, sorry about that. Acha inyan hu. However, he says the inyan's like this. The inyan's like this. Look what he says. So beautiful. Dehine vaday shakadosh baruch hu amar b'chanuni no bezos.
We know that tzedakah is the only mitzvah. It's the only mitzvah in the Torah that you're allowed to say, I'm giving this tzedakah on the condition that this person should get better, should get healthy. It's the only mitzvah that you're allowed to condition your mitzvah on something else. Based on the pasuk, uvechanuni no bezos. That's the pasuk he quotes. Bechanuni no bezos.
Afilo hachig, lo yinol yisrael loma sheschar ha-maisir sheyizke la-ashirus.
However, even though you're allowed to do that, you're allowed to say, I'm giving this stuck in order that I should be wealthy. You're allowed to say such a thing. I'm giving stuck Hashem now, please make me wealthy. But says the Chasam Sofer, it's not so nice to do that.
Dischar mitzvah b'haya amaleka. This is an idea that we've stressed in this year over the last 17, 18 years many, many times.
Schar mitzvah b'haya amaleka. There is no reward for mitzvos in this world. The reward for mitzvos is in the next world. So what's this whole business? You give tzedakah to get rich? What do you mean? I thought schar mitzvah b'haya amaleka.
Ah. Ukfar bir haflah zatzal. His Rebbe the haflah. That's Rav Pinchas Halevi Horowitz was the Chasam Sofer's Rebbe. One of his Rebbe's.
Hatam, what's the reason why there's no reward for mitzvahs in this world? You know what the reason why? I've said this many times. Many people say this, Jack. You know why there's no reward for mitzvahs in this world? I'll tell you why there's no reward for mitzvahs in this world. You know why there's no reward for mitzvahs in this world? Because there is nothing in this world that is valuable enough to be a reward for a mitzvah. That's what Daf Law says. Take all the pleasure of all this world, none of it is valuable enough to be the reward for mitzvah. It doesn't even hold a candle to the reward for what's the next world. Look what he says. Hatam, let me show it to you again. He says, take a look. Ukvar bir haflazatzal hatam. Dechol ha'olam kulo umalo'o. If you took the entire world and everything in it, enu maspik l'shalem schar, afilu sicha noe b'shvil eze mitzvah. So there's nothing in this world that could really be reward. Oh, so look what he says.
The earlier generations gave their maaser and they didn't want anything in return. They didn't want to be rich.
But the later generations, they weren't on the same level as the earlier generations. They wanted to get rich with the tzedakah. But it's not nice to do a mitzvah d'oraisa in order to get reward in this world. So look what he says. Therefore, they would bring the fruit in through the roofs so that they're putter in Chumas and Mises, and then they would give the Chumas and Mises anyway, even though they were putter, so that they wouldn't be getting the reward for the mitzvah, but they would get it just for the giving of the tzedakah. Unbelievable chiddush. They'd be exempt from Chumas and Mises midaraisa. They gave Meiser anyway. Even though they were exempt, they gave the Meiser anyway.
You see, if they were doing the mitzvah, it would be schar mitzvah by Amalekah. They wouldn't be able to get the reward. But now that they weren't mechuyev in the mitzvah, but they did the mitzvah anyway, so then they could taka be aser b'shvil shetis asher. De'achar de'midoraisa sulek ha-mitzvah, since midoraisa they weren't mechuyev, so it would be easier to do the mitzvah in quotes for the reward in this world. If you give Trumas and Mises, you're going to get to keep it. The stuff that you really can give to the Kohen Levi, you're going to get benefit. If you give it to the Kohen Levi when you're exempt, that'll be a way that you can get reward in this world. It's not really schar mitzvah because you were exempt and you gave it anyway. Wow. That's wild. That's a wild pshat. What a wild chiddush. That because, in other words, basically what he's saying is, how do you put together these two ideas, that there's no reward for mitzvahs in this world, together with the idea that, what do you mean, aser b'shvil shetis asher? So he says the answer is, if you're aser when you're not really mechoyev, so then you'll be shetis asher in this world. That's how he puts them together. Unbelievable. But to me, the yesodos are the most important thing. First of all, if you give tzedakah, pashup shot is, a person who gives tzedakah, he's going to become rich. That's pashup shot. And there's no reward for mitzvahs in this world. It's almost like that's a tautology. What do you mean? How are you going to get rich? There's nothing in this world that could benefit the mitzvahs. He's going to talk a little bit about this more. Put this in the back of your head. We're going to come back to talking about this a little bit more. Let's continue. Oh. Wow. The next shot. So, Jerry, Esther's only allowed to listen to the first half of this next shot, but Esther's not allowed to listen to the second half. Jerry. You'll see, and you're not going to believe this. You're not going to believe this shot. So the women are allowed to listen to the first half. Maybe we won't even say the second half. Let's see, but only the first half. Oh, listen to this. Now, this pasuk of giving Chumas and Maisers is followed right away by the parasha of Sota, by the woman that cheats on her husband. Listen to this shot. Hemshech zeh pasuk leparsa Sota shel Achra. The Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, Gemara and Bava Metzia. You couldn't make up this Gemara. The Gemara says, two things bring a person to wealth. Number one, giving Meiser, giving Tzedakah brings you wealth. You know what the number two is? Honoring and respecting your wife. That's the Gemara says. Two things bring a person wealth. Number one, giving Tzedakah. Number two, honoring and respecting your wife, that gives you wealth. Why is that? I understand why giving tzedakah brings you wealth. That I understand. Why, if you honor your wife, do you become wealthy? So the Gemara says, because all the blessing that happens to a person in his home is only because of his wife. All the blessing is only because of a person who respects his wife understands that all the blessing in the home comes via the wife. That's the part that I want the women to hear. That's the part that the women should hear. Now we're going to read the rest of the Chasam Sofer. Okay, well, we'll have to explain it. Look at the rest. The Issa B'Gemara. Now, what does Sota have to do with this? Uh-oh. Well, how do we get to the wife cheating on the husband? Where does that come in? Look what he says. Echad b'nois in Meiser, beis shemechabed es ishto. K'di Issa b'bab mitzia. Here it is. Perek Azov. Amar Rava. Okiru l'nashaychu kihechi de tisasru. Honor your wives, and that way you'll get rich. Now, V'gamkin banu de'ashirus. So, frek dechasim sefer.
If that's true, now which of those two ways would you rather get rich? By giving tzedakah or by showing honor to your wife? L'chara, you'd rather get rich by showing honor to your wife because that doesn't cost anything. Well, maybe it does cost something. Let's see.
Oh. Elai deizeh sof shchiach shetavu ishtali de sota. Oh my gosh.
He says if a person only chooses the route of showing honor and respect to his wife, but he does not choose the route of giving tzedakah. Now, how are you going to show honor and respect for your wife? You're going to buy her new fancy clothing all the time. That's the way you're going to show. Now, if you buy your wife too much new fancy clothing, so it's going to get to her head. She's going to say, oh, she's always dressing in the fine fancy clothing. And she's going to be, other men are going to be attracted to her. And it's going to end up in a sota situation. Shchiach, not always, but shchiach shetavu lidei sota b'shvil shemekashetes ezatzon b'yoser. Alkein tov yoser la'aser peirosov kadei shiyus asher. It's better to spend some of your money on the miser and some of your money on the wife, but not always fancy, fancy, new, fancy, the latest, always, 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 new clothing. That's not a good idea. It's too much. So he says it's better to give miser and also to not to only be mechabed your wife, but to do both.
That's the pasuk. Ish is kadoshav lo yiyu.
If you make sure to give trumas and maisers and you get rich that way. And the Chacham Darshan, if you don't give maiser the right way and therefore you only mechabed your wife, it's going to turn out into a bad situation. Your wife is going to be so beautiful and always wearing new clothing that other men are going to be attracted. And that's the connection between not giving trumas and maisers properly and having your wife end up being a sota. Wow. What are the lessons from this? Lesson number one. Always respect your wife. Always respect your wife. Yes, always buy clothing for your wife. But not too much. The beauty of the wife is supposed to really be beikar for the husband. Not like every time, all everything always attracting to other people. They have to be very careful about that. And of course, the same lesson also, giving tzedakah. Giving trumas and maisers, giving tzedakah, that's what also brings a person to ashirus. Ah. And the next piece, he also says, very similar. Right? Rashi quotes, why is the parasha of sota near the parasha of maiser? Someone who doesn't give trumas and maisers, his wife will end up being a sota. If you don't give trumas and maisers, your wife is going to end up cheating on you. What's the pshat? So I was thinking like this. A person who doesn't give trumas and maisers, he's all about himself. He doesn't recognize the other person. He doesn't recognize that he has to give tzedakah. He doesn't care about other people. He doesn't take care of other people. So just like he doesn't care about other people, he doesn't take care of his wife. He doesn't give attention to his wife. And any person who doesn't give all of his focus and attention to his wife is going to go look for the focus and attention elsewhere. And that's the very important point, how a person has to give maaser, care about other people. A person who cares about other people will care about his wife also. That's why Rashi says, if a person doesn't give trumas and maasers properly, his wife ends up being a sota. Let's continue. We're just getting started here, Rabbi said. We're just getting started. Here we go. Oh, skip the next piece. Oh, here we go. Oh. So the whole second half of the shiur is all about The importance of self-control. As you know, this is a topic that's very dear to my heart, especially when it comes to food. And that's what he's talking about over here, self-control about food and things like that. Let's talk about it. Oh, a nazir. Self-control about wine. Self-control about physical pleasure, drinking and food. Self-control. Oh, let's see the next piece. V'chiper me'asher chota ala nefesh. The nazir is called a chote. The nazir is called a sinner by the Torah. V'chiper me'asher chota ala nefesh. Oh,
For those of you following at home, we're now on page, the bottom of page Yud Gimel in my edition. Bottom paragraph.
Amar Rabbi Elazar HaKapor, V'chima chetzel ashetzir atzim min ayayin. What do you mean the Nazir is a sinner? He held himself back from drinking wine? This should be a praiseworthy thing. Why are we calling the guy a sinner, that he's a Nazir? Listen to the unbelievable pshat of the Chasam Sofer, how he turns the classic pshat exactly on its head, as he always does. Unbelievable. He turns the classic pshat on his head. Look what he says. Incredible. Incredible pshat. Brilliant chiddush. Look what he says.
Says the Chasam Sofer. Bivadai ro'il chol kadosh Hashem lifrosh atzmo mishivim sharei heter.
Says the Chasam Sofer, for sure it is totally appropriate and it makes sense and it's correct that a person should hold himself back from indulging in the physical pleasures of this world. A person has to hold himself back from indulging too much in the physical pleasures of this world. Absolutely. It's absolutely correct. Hold yourself back from the physical pleasures of the world. Me'achos. 100%.
Ve'ein tov ela haprishus.
There's nothing better than learning to condition yourself. And I promise you, gentlemen, I promise you, ladies and gentlemen, I promise you, it's possible for a person to train himself to not be so indulging in the physical pleasures of this world. That's what we believe in. You can train yourself. You can train yourself.
Ach, mi she'en yochel l'shar b'nav shokach she'yuchel lios parush.
But a person who sees Epis, he's trying to train himself not to care so much about Gashmus, but segatenit. It's not going. He sees he's too much of a Baal Taiva. It's not working. So what does he have to do? This guy's got to be a Nazir. He's got to be a Nazir. Really, the best thing is to control yourself about how you take wine without being a Nazir. So what's pshat? You're a chote. You're a chote because you needed to take this neder naziris on you in order to control yourself. Normal people, they can control themselves without being a nazir. What do you need to take upon yourself a vow for? Just control yourself. If you can't control yourself, is the pshat, you're a chote. You need to add on to the Torah to control yourself. Du bist a chote. Look what he says.
Alkein nidarim siag l'precious.
So a guy who can't do precious on his own, he's a weak guy, so he needs a neder to be. He needs a nazir, he needs a neder to be a parish.
Va'usar atzmo b'neder, v'nod b'nazir. Va'achiluk.
What's the difference? Zeshe pirish below neder, v'yesh lo pas pasala, right? A guy who takes upon himself, he controls himself on his own, so every once in a while he could cheat and it's not a big deal. Not a big deal. Okay, once in a while, I have a little, you know, once a week on Shabbos, I'll have a little piece of cake. All week long, he doesn't touch it. He's in great health. So Shabbos, he
has pas pesalo, im yirtze yishta. He could drink wine. El shaporish atzmo, mikomakom, osa kadoshu.
So such a guy is called a kadosh. Mi belit tsar, shari b'chol sha, yesh lo pas pesalo. He always has pas pesalo. He can always take a drink if he wants. But the guy who couldn't control himself, who now he's a nazir, avami shenil chalamet al atzmo, v'tzarech linda lasa, siog la prish, zahu osa, ein lo pas pesalo, v'utzi ratzmo in the yain, shaylo lios parish belit tsar, belit she yindor.
Wow.
So the goal is to become a parish without needing to be a nazir. If you needed that to be a nazir, you're a chote.
Wow.
And you don't have and you're in pain all the time because you can't even cheat. So you're in a worse situation.
Oso kadoshu miblit sar.
Because you have pas pesalo. You're not even tempted. Anytime you want, you could take a little bit. So you're not even tempted. A guy who has pas pesalo is not even tempted. But the guy who had to take upon himself a vow, he's like chomping at the bit. Oh, I need that drink. I need that drink. Oh, but I'm a nazir. I need that drink. I need it, but I'm a nazir. I can't do it. So that's your achote.
you're a chote because you have these big taivas which you're conquering at all times. So you got to bring a carbon because you're conquering your taivas all the time. As opposed to a guy who just naturally, he convinced himself naturally. So he's not chomping at the bit for it. He doesn't need it. He has it every once in a while. He has pas masalo. He can take it whenever he wants. So he has less of a taiva for it. What a big lesson this is for how to be poorish from gashmius. If you train yourself to do it in a normal way, again, I don't want to speak about myself, but those are people who want, if you want, we could talk privately afterwards. We could talk privately, but I'm telling you, these things, all of the Torah's warnings against gashmius, all of them are possible for a person to control in himself on his own. On his own. It takes work. It could take hours, days, weeks, months, years, but it's doable. You can train yourself, like just like any taiva. Any taiva you can train yourself. You can train yourself. Any taiva a person can train himself. It's hard. It's hard work. Doesn't come easily. You got to work at it, but it's doable. Let's continue. But it's very important. In the next piece, the Chasam Sofer says, it's very important that when a person trains himself in these things, it's done totally l'shem shamayim and not l'shem gaiva. Because sometimes a person can hear you think so high of himself, like the kids in Shia, they say, oh, that's a T4. If you want to know what a T4 is, you got to consult with the kids who are under 20. If you're over 20, you don't know what a T4 is. But if you hang out with people all day long under 20, like I do, so you know what a T4 is. Right? What's about T4? T4 means when people brag about themselves. So you say, therefore. Therefore what? Like, why are you telling me this story about yourself? Therefore. That's called the T4. It's called the T4. Ask your kids. If you don't know what it is, ask your kids what a T4 is. They'll know right away. Oh, says the Chasam Sofer, Me'asher chota al ha'nefesh. Amru chachameinu zechon levecha. This is amazing. Kol ha'yoshev b'tainis nikra chote. Kol ha'yoshev b'tainis nikra chote. Anyone who takes upon himself a fast is called a sinner. Same idea. Gemara tainis daf tes. Kol ha'yoshev b'tainis nikra chote. Now wait till you hear the next piece. The next piece about this is unbelievable. Kershta, your mom is going to love the next piece. Ha'yoshev b'tainis nikra chote. I'm telling you, it's going to be amazing. Oh. Lamdu minazir shlotziratzo el minayayin nikrochote. Hamitzah is called Dorah, that's kama, right? A nazir only took upon himself not to drink wine is called a sinner. So a guy who sits with a tightness, he takes himself that he's not going to eat anything, kavachomer, he's a sinner.
Man darman desarva nikro kadosh, ahu benazir tami udiksiv. Yesh that not kosher, lama kama nikro kadosh.
If a person is makabel and he takes upon himself the precious l'shem shamayim, v'hu ba'adarga ba'osa madrega ru'yalo. Right? It's appropriate. You took upon yourself something appropriate, l'shem shamayim.
Loi choshid kujabrichu da'avadina balodina. Chei koshla yidezeh be'ezeh michshel avano hirhurim roim. Gaiva v'chayotze.
A person who takes upon himself something l'shem shamayim, so Hashem's not going to bring him to gaiva.
Aval im yesh pnios umachshavo zaros.
If a person's taking upon himself to be so frum, because he wants everybody to say how frum he is. Look at that guy. He started wearing a gantel, so everybody should see how frum he is. And he starts growing his pais long, so everybody should see how frum he is. And he starts wearing a bekicha, and he starts shuckling, so everybody should see how frum he is.
Ve'ein kol kavanasa kulu l'shem shemayim.
It's not because he wants to serve Hashem. He's taking upon himself these things so everybody should see how from he is.
Azai benachal yuchal yikashel.
Such a person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could bring it very easily to stumble because his frumkeit is not to serve Hashem. His frumkeit is to serve himself. So everybody should see how from he is.
V'inei, mi she'osa shelo l'shem shemayim tzorech kapara. Al shetzir atzmo be kol davar v'davar b'chinam,
because it's not going to help him anyway. So why? It's not going to help you anyway. You're doing it shelo l'shem shemayim. So why are you taking upon yourself all these things? It's going to backfire. So it's for nothing.
Avolim osa l'shem shemayim adarava kadosh yomer lo makabel schar v'zeh kol ayoshe b'tainis nikra chote. If you sit in a tainis, you call the chote v'idach amar nikra kadosh. Bahu krav v'kipe me'ashechot al-nevesh b'nazir tamei u'duksiv. D'nit ma'befeta fitom. Why did Hashem bring this guy to become tamei? Must be because he didn't do it l'shem shemayim. Why would Hashem bring it to kalal yado? Must be do. So the b'hachi ma'ir krav. V'lom enichshal b'zeh. El d'kavanaso hayil shelo l'shem shemayim. Me'el tzarech kaparish t'yaz min ha'yayin. Avol b'nazir l'shem shemayim tor v'kodosh yom alo.
So he says that it's very important that when a person takes upon himself these extra chumras or extra stringencies, it's got to be l'shem shemayim. And if it's l'shem shemayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will taka make it that you won't become tamei. But a guy who becomes tamei, it memelu was shelo l'shem shemayim, so he's called a chote. He's called a chote. Now look at this next shot. Look at this next shot. This is unbelievable. Unbelievable. Look at the next shot. Oh, yeah, Shlomar.
A person's called a holich. You're going to love this pshat. You're all going to, not only is Kirsten going to love this pshat, all of you are going to love this pshat. Listen to this. Oh, you're telling me, the ha'adam mikre holich, and asadi la mahalchim in on the eila. Uva rabbin, because tainis isa, the tachlis ha'tainis urakla or alavavos for tshuva, does libo mukhna mufrash, al yedei ha'tainis.
Right. What's the purpose of a tainis? Tshuva. That's the purpose. V'zeh ha'yoshev b'tainis ve'eno oseh. This guy who's yoshev b'tainis and doesn't do tshuva. U'mitzar atzom b'chinam. So you're afflicting yourself for no reason. Nikra chote, you're a sinner. V'lav ha'yoshev b'tainis v'b'chinas ho'ylech. Nikra kodeshu b'kabeschar. Unbelievable. Shah, listen to this. Ha'yoshev b'tainis is nikra chote. If you're a yoshev, you're not a ho'ylech. A person is a holech. The goal of a tainus is to get you to do tshuva. If you're yoshev b'tainus, so you're a sinner. Because you fasted, but you didn't do anything with it. You didn't grow from the fast. You didn't do tshuva. The point of a tainus is to do tshuva. So if you're yoshev b'tainus, you're a sinner. But if you're a holech b'tainus, if you used the things that you're abstaining from to make you a better person, to make you a more refined person, to make you a holier person, to make you a person more interested in ruchnius than gashnius, if you're a holech b'tainus, so you're a kadosh. You're a kadosh. Oh, gevaldik pshat. Oh, and look at the next pshat. Look at the next pshat. Also, very important. Va'achar yishta ha'nazir yayin. Wow. Right? The Torah says, after the nazir finishes the zeros, then he should drink wine. What? What? Va'achar yishta ha'nazir yayin? What do you mean? You just were extolling the virtues. You called the guy a kadosh because he abstained from wine. Oh, but it's the chasim sofer lishitoso. He said, no, the best thing is to abstain without being a nazir. The best thing is moderation without being a nazir. Because you have pas pesalo. Look what he says, so beautiful. Look what he says. V'acha yishta nazir yayin.
Pirish. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mavticho. Acha shehizir atzmo l'shem Hashem.
If the guy took upon himself the vow of Naziris for the right reasons, because he saw in himself that he was epis a little bit too frivolous with the wine. He was too indulging with the wine. So he did a l'shem shemayim, k'fisha shir b'nafshish atzarech l'prishus. O oz, achakach yishte yayim v'lo yazik. K'mo sh'amu chazal, kolam siyashe b'yeno yesh bo midas koinoi. V'yesh bo midas shivim zakenu k'dim sekh sanhedrin. You got to learn balance. You got to learn moderation. So after you go to the extreme of being a nazir, you got to come back to the middle ground, to the golden mean, like Aristotle said, like the Rambam says. You go all the way to one side, you become a nazir. But after you become a nazir, you got to go back to the middle. V'achar yishta nazir yayin. After the naziris, you go back to the middle and you drink the wine. Now I have 5 minutes left. Oh. Oh my gosh. But it's too good. There's too many good pieces here. What am I supposed to do here? How am I supposed to do this? It's too much. Too much good. All right. We're going to give you the 1 minute version of each. This is unbelievable because I have too much to do tonight. My night is just beginning, unfortunately. Here we go. Here we go. Talk about a T4. This is Bli Ayin Hara. Like sheer number or whatever. Okay, here we go.
Here we go. We're not going to do the T4. Oh. Birkas Kahanim. What a way to end it. Birkas Kahanim. Ready? Ko Sivarcho es Bnei Yisrael. Oh, listen to this. The first thing is not for any of you. It's actually for me. The first pshat is not for any of you. It's for me. But you could listen in also. Listen to this pshat. Unbelievable. Ko Sivarcho es Bnei Yisrael. Remez Musar. Amru Chazal Maseches Saita. Ko Sivarcho Belashna Kodesh. Birkas Kohanim has to be done in Hebrew. Amor Lahem. Even though we have the simple pshat of Birkas Kohanim, Ramazbo mash on Omrim. Ki Kohanim heim morei haTorah. The Kohanim are the Torah teachers of Klal Yisrael. Kedichsev kechol asher yoru eschem haKohanim alavim shehachacham yoshiv v'dorish veha'am shomim mizbarchim b'chol habrachos shebo'olam ad shafil avonoseim nimcholim keyadua. When the rabbis teach Torah, and people like you come to hear a shiur from the rabbi. So the simple pshat is, all of you get bracha from learning Torah. Yivarecha Hashem Yishmerecha, the Kohanim are the Torah teachers. They teach Torah, they bring brachas to all the people. And even your sins are forgiven by learning Torah with the Rebbe. Kiyadua. Vahadoresh, and the person giving the drasha, the person teaching the Torah, the person teaching Torah has to be beloved to the people teaching, to the people he's teaching, and there has to be peace between the Rebbe and the students. However, listen to this, unbelievable. Im dorish l'shem Hashem, if the guy is giving the drushes l'shem Shemayim, Hashem yitain chino u'shlomo v'yedvar mayotzim in alev nechnasim l'libos hashomim v'yuzbarcho kulam kanal. He says, any Rebbe that teaches L'Shem Shemayim, Hashem will give his chain on the people. They will love him. If he teaches L'Shem Shemayim, they will love him. And his words will go into their hearts, and everybody will be blessed. That's the simple pshat in Ko Sivarcho B'Lashon HaKodesh Amar Lahem. That's all hinted at this. Va'al kein omer la'arun levad of moirei ha'Torah. Therefore, says the Chazam Sofer, aside from the simple pshat that the Kohanim are blessing the people, Hashem is actually here blessing the rabbis, blessing the mechanchim, blessing the Kohanim. Look what he says. Al kein omer la'arun levad of moirei ha'Torah. Ko sivarchu es bnei Yisrael b'chol ha'brachos sheba'olam. This is the way I want you to bless all of Klal Yisrael. Amor lahem divrei tochacha ulahoros la'am Hashem darkei Hashem. I want you to tell them the right way they should act. Umavtiach l'karin adoresh. And I'm promising you, if you give it over l'shem shemayim to all of Klai, so I'm promising you, yivarechecha Hashem, v'yitin l'chachein unesiyus panim, yivarech Hashem yishmecha, God will bless you, the Rebbe. Yar Hashem panav elecha v'chuneka, he's going to give you chein, people are going to want to listen to you. Hakol musav l'karin adoresh. Shakarish Baruch Yitin Chino Bel Enei Hashomim. Va'yidei Zeh V'samos Shmi Hainu Toirasi Al Bnei Yisrael. God's going to bless you with peace. And there's going to be peace between you and the people listening. And that's going to allow you to teach Torah to all of Klal Yisrael. Hainu Toirasi Al Bnei Yisrael. V'hem Ha'yishmu V'yazim. Va'yidei Zeh V'ani Yavarachem L'Yisrael B'chol HaBrachos Sheba'olam. Wow. Va'kein Hikdim Loma Kosev Archa B'loshan HaKodesh. Why does it have to be in Hebrew? Shem Yidrash Hadorish Beloshen Amzar, if it's not in Hebrew. What does it mean if it's not in Hebrew? If it's not with a Yiddish Atam. If it's not with a Yiddish Atam, if it's not in Hebrew, what do you mean in Hebrew? V'yalbush Divrei Torah B'malbush Sak Ve'efer, afil Yidvarim Tovim Ne'emar L'Shem Shemayim B'kol Mokom, Hator Shichagur Sak Inin Nechas B'Lev HaShomim V'hain L'Ksiv, Ki Tor Yavakshu Mipiyu, Ki Malach Hashem Tzavakos Hu, She'enam Akim B'loshen Arami, Malachim don't understand Aramaic. So a Rebbe has got to be like a Malach. He's got to teach Torah in Hebrew. Oz Torah Yavakshim Mipi, V'ayin Kos Havarach B'loshna Kodesh, Dafka. V'koi Achocham Adorish Kanal. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. But that's only the first pshat. It's already 11:01, but I got to teach you the second pshat because that's even more amazing. You know what he says? I'll have to say it outside. Yivarech Hashem v'yishmerecha, gashmius. Yor Hashem panav elecha v'chonecha, gashmius. Yis Hashem panav elecha v'chonecha, gashmius. The sum was Shmiel b'nei. So you know what he says? If all the brachas are just about gashmius, what do you have in your life? What do you have in your life? What's your life worth? If all your blessings, if the way you count your blessings is only through how much money you have, how big your house is, how big, how fancy your car, that's the only thing you count your brachos with. What's your life worth living? Don't just suffice with the blessings of gashmius kohanim. Yeah, that's Yivrech Hashem Yishmecha, Yar Hashem Panav Elecha V'chonecha, you saw it's all gashmius. The real worth of a person's life is, what did he do for Ruchnius? How much Torah did he learn? How much Chesed did he do? How much Tzedakah did he give? What was he involved in helping people and helping build Klal Yisrael? The sum was Shmiel B'nai Yisrael. Unbelievable pshat. You have to read his words. I don't have time to go into it now. Oh. At the end of your life, if all you're about is, what are they going to write on your grave? He made a lot of money. They're not going to write that. They're going to write, who'd you help? Who'd you build? Who'd you teach? How much did you learn? What did you do chesed? What did you help people? That's what they're going to write. Oh. And the last piece he talks about how reward in this world, yeah, there is reward in this world. You know what the reward in this world is? The reward in this world is Hashem will make your life easy in this world and give you enough parnas in this world that you should be able to learn a lot of Torah and do a lot of chesed and help a lot of people so that you'll get to Olam Haba, which is the real reward. That's the last piece. Okay, Rabosai, I have to stop here. I have a lot still to do tonight. I want to thank each one of you for coming and joining me tonight. And Bez Hashem, we should be zoche to all the brachos of Gashmius and Ruchnius. We should be zoche that the brachos of Gashmius, we shouldn't go overboard. We should have the right balance. We should have balance. It's okay, as he said always, it's okay to have brachas and gashmis. It's good to have. It's a blessing. But the whole brach of gashmis is just to allow us to do ruchnius better. That's why we have the brachas and gashmis, to allow us to do ruchnius better. We should talk and be able to use all our blessings the right way. We should be zeicher to once again see the Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash, Kohanim B'duchanim, giving us those blessings. May that day come here. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much for joining me.
Amen.
Thank you for coming.